Welcome to this week's edition of What's Brewing, presented by McDonald's, and linebacker Paul Warlow is here with us this week. Can you gauge how much has changed in 1 year for you?
Oh, a lot. Yeah. I mean, I didn't really expect to be in this kind of position a year ago. If you'd have told me that, you know, I'd have half believed you, but, you know, it'd have been more of a hopeful feeling. So, yeah, it's a lot of changes, and it's been a lot of work, but, I mean, I'm happy where I am, and I'm looking forward to the future.
A year ago, did you think you could play in the NFL?
Yeah, I thought I could. And, you know, watching games every Sunday, you know, all I watch is the linebackers. You know, I felt like if given the opportunity, I could go out there and play well, you know, if I worked on, you know, the things that I needed to.
All right, so take me through the draft slash the free agent process, because obviously you weren't drafted. Mm-hmm. And then you had to decide on a free agent deal.
Yeah.
Was Atlanta your only offer? Did you have other offers?
Yeah, I had some.
Who's out there scratching their head going, why didn't we do this?
I had some, like the tryout, off come in and try out during the, you know, the rookie mini camp. And Atlanta was the only one that, you know, jumped and gave me a contract. So, I mean, it was the obvious answer. And this is a place I wanted to go that, you know, I mean, my agent and I talked about before the draft that if given the opportunity, Atlanta would be a good place to go to.
Paul, you strike me as a guy who football means a lot.
Oh, yeah.
When did your passion for football start?
Probably around sophomore year in high school. I got with there's a great camp in Wilmington. It's called Stay Real Football Camp, and a lot of good guys run it. And they kind of breed that work ethic, you know, just every day you got to try and get better. And I learned a lot from those guys about how important this game is and where it can take you.
All right, but you're not one of these guys that came out of high school as a three-star, four-star, five-star guy. You walked on at Delaware.
Yeah, I don't think I had any stars.
You didn't have any stars. And now you're starting in the NFL as a rookie.
Yes.
Now, some of it is circumstantial, I understand that. But to go from being a guy who walked on at an FCS school because it was local to playing in the NFL, I mean, it's a pretty good story.
Yeah, and I take pride in it. You know, I take pride in being a walk-on. I take pride in being a free agent. You know, the road's never easy, but everybody has their own path. And, you know, I had a difficult one, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
A couple of weeks ago, you visited with Dave and I on radio, and you talked about watching film and learning to watch tape. How has that changed from the start of the season to now?
Oh, a lot. And, you know, you see things more. Before watching film, it's like, this is what I would do against this play. But now it's, you know, you're picking up splits. You know, depth of the running back, maybe depth of the fullback, little things like that that will give, you know, give certain things away. And so the more you learn, the more and more you better vision and better understanding you have out there.
All right, here on What's Brewing, we do a thing called Third and Short. Okay, first thing that comes to your mind. All right, now at Delaware, they're called the Fighting Blue Hens.
Yes,
is a Fighting Blue Hen?
It's a chicken. It's a blue chicken. I don't know. But I take pride in that as well. It's a Delaware thing.
Yeah.
I think that dates back to, I think, the Revolutionary War.
Really?
I mean, don't quote me on that.
Sell it here. It'll be all right.
Yeah. So, it's, you know, take a lot of pride in that as well.
All right. High school mascot.
Raiders.
High school colors.
Maroon and white.
Maroon and white Raiders?
Yeah.
Were y'all good?
Oh, yeah. Won two state championships.
Not bad. So. If you could play any other sport, what would you be playing?
Lacrosse. I played lacrosse just as long as I've been playing football, up until college, so that's when I stopped.
How were you at lacrosse?
I was good. I was pretty good. I was the face-off, FOGO guy. I played a lot, played midi, more of a offensive specialist.
I bet you were a bad guy playing lacrosse.
Yeah,
weren't you?
Oh, I like to get my hits in.
How much comparison is there to lacrosse and football?
There's some carryover, you know. You're lining up a hit, lining up a guy coming off a screen or something. You know, you got to track him. He's going to put a move on him. If you want to land a big blow on him, you got to take a good path and you know, have a good base. And if you're, you know, when you're going to hit him.
If you were a comic book hero, which one would you be?
Big fan of the Hulk. Just the whole idea of being the strongest guy there
and
is.
And green.
Yeah. I mean, but just the immense size. You know, I'm big into powerlifting and weightlifting. So that's. That's something that I think I would go with.
Coolest thing that's happened to you since coming to the NFL?
I got engaged over the bye week. So that was awesome.
That's pretty good. That's Paul Warlow, and that's this week's edition of What's Brewing, presented by McDonald's.